11th Theology Letter, 1043, November 14th, 2010. Names of God, look at today, Elkanah. This name of God causes considerable confusion to many Christians. It's sometimes used by atheists to ridicule any worship of such a God. Both reactions are based on a lack of understanding concerning the meaning of this name when used of God. The Strong's number 7067, and it is translated jealous. It is mentioned six times in the Old Testament, Exodus 20, verse 5, 34, verse 14, Deuteronomy 4, 24, Deuteronomy 5, 9, Deuteronomy 6, 15, and Joshua 24, 19. When God says he's jealous, we have to understand the context where he, God, made that assertion. Jealousy is generally regarded as a negative trait relating to situations when someone is too envious of something that someone else has, and an extreme situation may lead to hatred. Jealousy also can cause trouble in a marriage when one person does not trust their mate and feels very insecure in the relationship. However, jealousy for one's own property may be very positive. A business owner should be zealous and jealous about his business, and parents should have an intense, protective passion for their children. Jealousy is a protective aspect of God in the same way that a husband will protect his wife from improper advances. A husband should be very zealous to protect his wife. These positive attributes of jealousy define God being Elkanah. He is jealous in the sense that he is consumed in intense protectiveness for his people. He is filled with a zealous passion for us. The jealousy of Elkanah is also a zeal that arises when sin threatens a covenant relationship. This aspect of God informs us that God is jealous toward his children and will protect them from anything or anyone that tries to take them away from him. The following is the first use of the name of God, and it's part of the second commandment. Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. When read in context, we see that God is protecting his people from those who hate him. Here the evil to be avoided is offering religious worship to foreign deities. In verse 5, God tells us that he will be watchful for idolatry on four generations of those who hate him, because disobedience can have lasting effects. How in verse 6 we read that he will show mercy to thousands of generations of those who love him. Verse 5 is not saying that God indiscriminately punishes four generations of children of those who hate him, for Deuteronomy 24 verse 16 informs us that all people are individually judged. However, this verse does tell us that God is watchful over succeeding generations of those who hate him, for it is likely that sons will imitate fathers. All idolatry is spiritual adultery, and God is jealous to keep his people pure and under his wing. Before Paul warns people in Corinth of false gospels, he tells them that he is jealous in the same manner as God for them to remain free of idolatry. 2 Corinthians 11:2, for I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, that is to Christ, I might present you as a pure virgin. The worship of God must not be combined with the worship of other gods. The mixing of different religious doctrines is synchronicity, and through this, many people have developed false gospels. James, Paul, Peter, and John warned of dangers from false messages and false people in the following, Matthew 24:24, for false Christ and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders so as to mislead you, if possible, even the elect. For if one comes and preaches another Jesus, this is in 2 Corinthians 11:4, whom we have not preached, or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you bear this beautifully. He's being very sarcastic, as you might think there. 2 Peter 2, verse 1, but false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. In 1 John 4, verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. See also 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 and verse 26, Galatians 2, verse 4, and 2 Peter 2, 3 for similar warnings. In the following verses, God is protecting his people from the idolatrous worship practiced by people near them that would lead to such synchronicity. Exodus 34, verses 13 to 16. But rather you are to tear down their altars and smash their sacred pillars and cut down their ashram. For you shall not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land and they play the harlot with their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and someone invites you to eat of his sacrifice. And you take some of his daughters for your sons, and his daughters play the harlot with your gods and cause your sons also to play the harlot with their gods. See, God was warning them of all the dangers associated with the interactions with the idolatrous people there. When the covenant relationship between God and the Israelites is threatened, God gives them specific instructions to not become involved with those who worship false gods. This is a warning and God and command that God gives to his people as they are preparing to enter the Promised Land. We see Elkanah's ultimate act to secure his people through the sacrifice of his only son to offer the means for his people to be righteous before him forever. This great zeal and passion makes an indelible mark in human history and in the hearts of those set apart from the rest of the world. Elohim created time, matter, and space, and only he is deserving of the praise of his people. His jealousy acts to protect his people, and we must have the same attitude when we see a Christian becoming entangled in sin. The church is a people of God and is to be pure, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, that I read above. If a member of the congregation becomes involved in sin, we must act as commanded by Jesus in Matthew 18, 15, verses 15 through 17, to maintain both purity and unity. I am thankful every day that God is Elkanah, for knowing him in that way gives me much security and peace. God bless you, each and every one.